That's 1-800-GO-BIBLE for Conservative Theological University. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, you just heard a sample of the Redemption Trio. They will be in concert with us on June the 30th at 10 a.m. at First Conservative Baptist Church. We'll be celebrating Independence Day on June the 30th. Worship services start at 10 a.m. We'll have a wonderful time with the Redemption Trio in concert with a gospel message from the pulpit. Following that, we'll have a barbecue lunch in the lunchroom at our church. We're located at 12021, that's 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, right in Jacksonville in the Mandarin Southside area, about 1 mile from I-295. You're invited. Be delighted to have you. There'll be a small cover charge for the barbecue lunch, but we'd love to have you. You have our open invitation to join us for Independence Day celebration. We'll be celebrating June the 30th, 10 a.m. Looking forward to having you join us. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today a very serious subject. I think it's a serious subject. You may or may not. Love to hear from you. 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. That telephone number gets directed through to our studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion. Can America survive? We have just announced, because most have not heard it, the news that the Russian submarines basing in docking in Cuba, and that warship has a nuclear-powered submarine with it, and the battery of soldiers from Russia manning it. What do they have in mind? How could they affect anything in America? Will they do so? Is it time for us to recognize the dangers? What protections do we have? We've got Joe Biden that's winking at China, winking at Russia and North Korea and Iran, allowing them to have. By the way, Joe Biden, listen very carefully. Joe Biden cannot do anything else. Why? It is my most humble opinion that he's been bought and paid for by Russia, by China, by Iran, and all of the other nations that hate America. As a result of that, he cannot do anything because they will tell his story. They own him. He has carried out treasonous activities in the money laundering out of Ukraine for about 50 years, in my opinion, and now it's coming to a head, and he realizes he can't say anything, do anything. He's been neutered, if you will, and cannot stand for American sovereignty. It's been destroyed. Then another headline says, NATO preparing for the potential ground war with Russia, including plans for U.S. troops to be involved. Then the article goes further. The new routes would expand an existing arrangement that had been in place since last year when the alliance agreed to have 300,000 troops in a state of high readiness during a summit in Lithuania. Under the current plans, U.S. forces would land at ports in the Netherlands before being transported through Germany and on to Poland by train. If Russia was to invade NATO allies, U.S. troops would be rallied to Rotterdam before heading east into Russia. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. The war in Ukraine started by Russia, I said then, I say today, was simply the promulgation, the beginning, the lighting of the fuse of World War III. We're watching it increasing around the globe, and major, major, major focus, ladies and gentlemen, whether you recognize it or not, the major focus of all the nations around the globe is on the apple of God's eye, the nation of Israel, that little postage stamp that's now causing the riots and the ruinous society in the United States of America by the Islamic jihadists demanding death to America, death to Israel. And ladies and gentlemen, it puts us in the crosshairs of the danger that's looming before us as a nation. It's time that America get back to the basic. It's time that we turn back to God. It's time that we ask God to hear our prayer, forgive our sins, and heal our nation. I believe we have Renee on the line. Renee, go with the question or comment, please.
Hey, Dr. Youngblood, I love listening to you every day.
Thank you so much.
And I just want to make a comment about the sodomite agenda and the killing of our youth, basically. I'm a Spanish teacher. I've been teaching for 28 years. I was an exchange student in Costa Rica. And 25 years ago, all the little girls were dying of colon cancer because of they were so adamant that they would be vaginal virgins at marriage, but yet they were having anal sex, which was resulting in colon cancer, and they were dying. And I think if young people just knew that one fact, which I'm not allowed, you know, as a teacher, we don't talk about those things, of course, I don't. But I think if we would just start talking about that, they said that's a major killer right now amongst young boys, age 18 to 35, statistically, is colon cancer. And they act like they don't know where it's coming from. Well, you're not supposed to do that. Your body's not made that way. We're not designed that way.
Renee, you and I both realize that the media is not going to cover it. The Communist Network News will not cover it. The socialist Marxists that are in the White House will not cover it, because the goal at this moment is to, I call it simply, to sodomize America, because out of the White House, the push today is for transgenderism. The push today is for Islamic jihadists to cover America. The approach today is to destroy anything that's called morals and ethics and values and undermine and tear down the foundation. And Psalms 11:3 says, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? So, Lisa, what we're witnessing today is the morals and ethics and values in America being absolutely wiped out, totally destroyed. The focus for the young people today, and when I say young people, I'm generally talking about the 18 to 35-year-old age group, the millennials, that for the most part, 55% of them say there's no absolute truth. As a result of that, we find the major push today among that age group to simply disqualify and to diss anything that's called absolute truth. And the absolute truth is, we get away from the plan of God, we're destroying ourselves as a human race and as a people and as a nation. And we need to recognize it. But there's a push today for the LGBTQ sodomite agenda, and that is being pushed by the president out of the Oval Office today more than any other single issue. In America, it is destroying the morals and ethics and the values. And at the same time that's taking place, there's a push to allow China and Russia and Ukraine and Venezuela and Egypt and Iran to all dominate. Because you see, it was Obama that said America ought not to be a superpower. His statement was that America ought not to be any more powerful than any other nation. So we're being brought down. And it was Obama that said, we're going to fundamentally change America. We're watching the end result of the fundamental change of America today. So it demands our recognition. It demands our prayer. It demands that we ask God to heal our land. That's the only hope we have, Lisa. If God does not intervene, America's gone. If God does not intervene, we cannot survive as a nation when our morals and ethics and values are being attacked, being undermined and destroyed, along with our military. Our military right now, Lisa, is about 40% understaffed. We have about 40% outage in our military power, our military structure, because who wants to go into the military if they're going to push, as they're doing now with Joe Biden, if the main thing in getting a military person in uniform is not whether he's strong, whether he's able to carry out the agenda of protecting America, but if he's some kind of perverted sexual pervert, then he's qualified to go into the military and wear the uniform. That is the push by the Biden administration. It is a stench in the nostrils of God. We need to pray and ask God to heal our land. Lisa, thank you so much. You're on target with what you're saying, but it demands our prayers as Christians. And listen, every Christian, every conservative, every patriot, under the sound of my voice, we need to say that if we survive and we're alive by November the 5th, we need to not walk, not crawl, but run to the polls and make sure that our ballots are cast, that God will be able to intervene through the hands of people to obey God and to put a person in office that's got a spine, a backbone that can bring America back to where we have, from where we have fallen in the past 4 years. Lisa, thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. I believe we have Kevin on the line. Kevin, go over the question or comment, please.
Oh, yes, Dr. Youngblood, thank you very much for your program. The Bible codes, I think President Obama has his third presidency, and that's why you have such a push for this homosexual LGBTQ agenda, as well as destroying our country. It's the communist agenda. And what's it going to take for the people to rise up? I think it's going to happen soon. The petrodollars, you know that today is the end of the petrodollar for Saudi Arabia, that they're going to cancel our contract with America to make the dollar bill the currency to carry the petrodollar out of Saudi Arabia. Do you realize that?
Yes, sir. We've got about, at this very moment, we've got about six nations, and I cannot name all of them. I've read the article. Got about six nations that's going to leave the petrodollar, that's the U.S. dollar. And for the listeners to understand, the petrodollar, when we say that, is across the world, any oil money's transfer have historically been done with the U.S. dollar. That's the reason we call it the petrodollar. We got about five or six nations that's leaving the petrodollar and will base it on other currency that they are not totally determined which one will be yet, but other currency that they'll be utilizing. When that happens, as Kevin is saying, our U.S. dollar will collapse. And that will be the time, I believe, Kevin, when this administration will bring in the digital currency. They'll do that to preserve the integrity of the American economic system as they see it. But by doing so, it will put every dollar in a person's pocket in America in the hands of the federal government to disperse as they see fit. On your handheld device, just the click of a button, they can cut your funds off. They can restore your funds if you're not the good guy that they want you to be. With your vote, with who you support, where your dollars are going, if they're not satisfied, the government are not satisfied, all you've got to do is click and take your money. That's happening today around the world with those nations that have gone to the digital currency. So, Kevin, you're exactly right. That's where we're headed.
I just want one more comment, Dr. Youngblood. The Bible codes call Obama the American Pharaoh, and all the Bible codes show that I think he's going to be in control up to the end. It'll be a miracle if President Trump gets in. I don't know what your thoughts are on that, but I think it'll be a miracle if President Trump gets in, because I think Obama's calling the shots, and he will call the shots from here on out. Thank you very much.
Kevin, thank you so much for your call, Kevin. You're exactly right. It's Obama that's calling the shots. Valerie Jarrett behind the scenes, which is an out-in-your-face communist, and she is the one that was the chief leader back behind the scenes with Barack Hussein Obama. She's the one still pulling the strings now. And along with Joe Biden being the puppet that he is, it is Barack Hussein Obama that's leading this nation down to total corruption and destruction. And Kevin, if you're still listening, I pray that you are. As you know, I do not subscribe to what is called the Bible code, but it's very, very clear what is taking place with the movement based on the authoritative word of God in the last days of what we're going to see. In these last days, we're witnessing and watching China stand up, rise up. We're watching Russia rising and standing up. We're watching, and we'll see ultimately where Germany follows Russia. We're watching where Iran will follow Russia and their attack up on the nation of Israel. And when that takes place, ladies and gentlemen, we'll watch it rumble into the ultimate battle of Armageddon. I believe we have another caller on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, I was wondering, just from what you're saying, I was going to ask you, the first question is, do you believe the Bible talks about how in the end it's going to get worse before Jesus comes back, right?
Absolutely, no question about it. You know, I've used the term, it's poor grammar, but it makes a point. There's some people say that the world's going to get better and better until Jesus comes. I say it's going to get badder and badder, not better and better. But it will. It is in a tailspin downward and a absolute plummet with morals, ethics, and values, and with wars and rumors of wars, diseases that are proliferating even today. Yes, go ahead.
So my question is this, and you're saying, like, I'm in agreement with you, and I'm just wondering maybe other audience members that listen in, I'm not sure about, but my question to you is this. As a Christian, as a follower of Christ, the election's coming in. Yes, I'm going to go vote. Even though Trump's not the best candidate, I'm voting for him. But my question is, why even go and try? If the world's going to get worse, Jesus is going to come back soon when the world's worse. As a Christian, as a follower, the world's not going to want to do as what Christian the followers of Christ want.
Nick, that's a very good question. Let me answer it this way. If you have cancer or a physical malady, you could say, well, no point in treating it because I know the Bible says eventually I'm going to die, so I'm just going to leave it alone. We don't do that.
Right.
We recognize that there's something that needs to be done to preserve us in America, and we, as Christians, we should want to be sustained to be able to reach others with the gospel of Jesus Christ. The evangelistic outreach we have is because of our Bill of Rights with the freedom of speech and religious liberties. God gave it to us, codified in our Constitution that man gave us, but God gave it to us initially. And we, as a human being, God created in us that desire to survive, that desire to protect, and God calls on us to be salt and light. Salt cannot be effective in the shaker. Light cannot be effective in the closet. So we need to get out of the closet and out of the shaker, be the preservative and the light in the world that God's called us to be. So I pray that that answers your question. I don't know how we could sit back as pacifists. We cannot be pacifists. In fact, it is my prayer, and you touched on that in 2020, I understand statistically 40 million Christians did not vote. I say to every Christian that did not vote then, shame on you. God help us, because he gives us the wisdom, the knowledge, the insight through his word to be followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, take a stand against evil, take a stand against sin, take a stand against that which is morally and ethically right. And again, touching on something you said, Donald Trump, we're not electing Donald Trump as Jesus, as our spiritual leader. We're electing him because he's got a backbone in the spine to stand up in society and protect our sovereignty as a nation and to protect our Bill of Rights. And as we protect our Bill of Rights, as we protect our sovereignty, we need a man that's got a spine to do it. And I believe it's proof to all of those listening that Donald J. Trump has that spine, that backbone, and the love for America to come back in office. God help us. God intervened that we might have that respite once again and that ability then to survive as a nation. Nick, thank you so much for your call.
Yes, sir.
God bless you. Have a wonderful day. I believe we have another caller on the line. Go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Hey, Dr. Youngblood. I've been listening to you for, I don't know, probably about 6 months. I got saved December 23rd of last year.
And, amen.
You kind of touched on it, kind of answered my question with the last caller, but I was just wondering, you know, getting involved with worldly affairs, you know, we're supposed to be the light, supposed to be the salt. We're supposed to be, you know, leaders. But then again, all these evil things and all these LGBTQ, or whatever you want to call it, they, you know, we have no control over them. I mean, and even if we do try to correct it, we have no power over them. So I mean, I'm just, why even, you know, same the last caller asked, I mean, like, why even try? I mean try, but you know, you get, I mean, I'm lost for words. I'm if you can kind of understand what I'm trying to say.
I believe I understand what you're saying. The answer to that question is very, very simple. We need to hate sin. We need to stand against sin. We need to recognize that the culture is getting rotten more and more so each and every day. And the woke society that we have today, along with the woke degenerates that's in control of our nation, politically speaking, we need to recognize that they're dishonoring God, disobeying God. When you have a leadership role and the cabal that's in the White House today that pushes butchering healthy body parts, a administration that pushes death by way of abortion, when you have an administration that's pushing the false idea of transgenderism, that a woman can become a man and man become a woman, which is literally an affront to God. What we're witnessing today is a battle between good and evil, a battle between God and Satan, a battle between the Savior and the so-called science of the world that is destroying our nation today. So as Christians, as conservatives, as patriots, we need to recognize that it's a battle, and we need to stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. Go back to Ephesians chapter 6, and you find, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and wickedness in high places. Then the Apostle Paul goes on to say that we need to put on the whole armor. Verse 13 of chapter 6 of Ephesians, then it says, having done all, stand. So having done all, what's the all? Putting on the whole armor, being ready for battle. Having done all, recognize the enemy who we're fighting against, and then stand. It means dig in the heels, don't turn, don't run, don't sit down, don't be silent, but stand and face the enemy. That's what God calls us to do. Is today, as never before in the history of the world, I believe God's calling on Christians to be salt and light, to stand. Don't bow, don't bend, don't run, don't take the armor off, but stand and do battle for the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's the call of the last days that we're in.
Okay. Well, today's society, society, how do we stand and how do we fight by the standards of today's society?
Well, one good example, back a number of years ago, I believe it was in 2012 or 2011, I published a book, and it talked about the fact that we're going to have to stand at some point in time. In fact, in that book, I talked about the standing, and title of it is, I'm looking at it now, is it time for revolution? And the subtitle, will it be the battlefield or the ballot box? I think we need to stand and speak. Let our voices be heard at the ballot box when it comes to political issues. I think when it comes to issues, even pastors from the pulpit need to take a stand and talk about the immoral degeneration of our nation and the source of it, to talk about that we must stand against the enemy. A number of centuries ago, in fact, it was about the 17th century, we had pastors that would preach a message in the pulpit, did not have internet and Facebook and so forth then, but they would print out his message on a page and post it in the city square so that everybody could read what the pastor had said about the immoral, degenerate activities of whoever the political leaders were in that day. What we're doing today is not taking a stand and calling sin, sin. We're recognizing it, we're bowing to it, but just as in Daniel chapter 3, the three young Jewish boys, they refused to bow. When they were challenged, they refused to bend. As a result of that, they were thrown in the fiery furnace. They didn't burn. And we need to take that same stand today. We're not going to bow. We're not going to bend. We ought to be, as in Acts chapter 5, verse 29, we should obey God and not man, not government. That's my challenge each and every day. I'm not saying that we go out and be renegades and disobey the law. You pull up to an intersection, that sign says STOP. That means slide tires on pavement. I always understood. That means to stop. So we need to obey those laws. But if there's a law that counters the word of God, if there's a law like abortion, the LGBTQ agenda, this thing now with the June being Pride Month, where the sodomites are being in control and people are being prosecuted and persecuted if they even drive their car over a sodomite banner that's placed on the pavement at intersections. It's being done in blue cities and blue states across America for this month of June. I think we need to take a stand as Christians and say enough's enough. I'm not going to obey the things that dishonor God. So that's my recommendation, to be salt and light. If we don't, Jesus said, if the salt hath lost its savor, it's worthless. It'll be cast out and trodden underfoot. Salt indicating the church, the body of Christ. And I believe one of the things that we're seeing today is the body of Christ being disintegrated because we have failed to be salt in the society in which we're living in. So we need to get up, be heard, be seen, and no longer be silent. Thank you so much for your call. God bless you today.
Thank you, Dr. Youngblood. I appreciate you.
Thank you. God bless you. And I pray that you'll have a blessed day. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline that says how China, Obama, and Satan are destroying America. Excuse me. This article says our country is on the verge of so many bad things. A communist color revolution is going on right now, complete without censorship, weaponization of the government against our own citizens, witch hunts, and communist show trials. Soon we could face revolution, anarchy, civil war, societal collapse, and to anyone who isn't blind, deaf, or very dumb, World War III is already upon us. And he goes on to talk about how we've gotten to where we are. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe we need to recognize when we see these things taking place, just like now I'm looking at one headline. This headline reads, White House mob calls for jihad, intifada on American soil. Hear me. We have over the weekend, last Friday, this article reads, thousands of pro-Palestinian protesters surrounded the White House and clashed with federal officers, including the Secret Service. At one point, the Secret Service officers were forced to retreat when they were overpowered by the rioters. The mob held up a fake severed head depicting President Joe Biden, desecrated a number of mountains, monuments, and memorials. Many waved Palestinian flags. Others displayed banners calling for jihad and martyrdom, while others shouted and chanted, death to America and death to Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, that wouldn't have happened 4 years ago under the leadership of Donald J. Trump. That wouldn't have happened 10 years ago. But right at the very moment, we're witnessing, we're watching. Hear me. We're witnessing and watching the standing up, the rising up of Islamic jihadists in America to take full control. The demographers in 2009 said that by 2050, America would be an Islamically controlled nation. We're witnessing and watching that grassroots effort to absolutely overthrow the United States of America as we once knew it. It's time that we stand up, speak up, and be heard. It's time as Christians we recognize the hand of God moving, bringing about to reality that which God's Word has told us would happen in the last days. It's called the eschatological prophetic future of the United States of America and the globe. So for every Christian, I challenge you that we need to seek God's face. We need to ask God to heal our land. And the only way that's possible, ladies and gentlemen, is to be salt and light, to be found faithful. Thank you for joining us on the broadcast today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
With Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5